Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Me, Chris Kanye, TJ Sharp, and you at 585-222-9233.
Yeah, we're getting talking about prepping for winter.
Yeah,
fall stuff. And I was telling you off air, and you were like, I'm telling you, it's legit. You can prep your lawn for winter with beer.
I could prep my lawn for winter with beer.
By cracking a cold one. I guess the nutrients in beer not only acts as a fertilizer, but they nourish your soil. They make your roots more resilient.
What?
This is true. Okay. For example, I was not at all shocked to hear this. In college, I had this, I don't know if it was ivy or what. I had a potted plant that sat on a plant stand. My mother probably gave it to me when I graduated here. Take this to your apartment. Never should have lived past the first week. Never gave it water. However, every time we had a party, all the beers always got dumped into this potted plant.
Okay.
Now that potted plant was so resilient. Okay. And that thing grew and grew. I had to keep it cut down. It was the nicest plant. It's the best plant I've ever had in my whole life. And you know I can't keep plants alive. So I do believe that the beer garden treatment is a good idea. It says add it to a hose sprayer. Mix one bottle of beer with one cup of, if you have like a shampoo or like a baby shampoo, something like that. It helps the solution stick to your grass. And then a little household ammonia. Put it in a hose sprayer thing and hose down the yard.
And where are you getting this from? So we're not responsible for killing everyone's lawn? We're going to source
the
this?
The Associated Press.
Okay. That's where you're getting the information from when you speak to your
very
attorney.
Very legit. AP News.
So beer, baby shampoo, and ammonia.
Yes.
In a mixture with your hose water, and you're supposed to...
Yeah, and then you'll be Mr. Big Shot on the street with your awesome, resilient green lawn.
All for the low cost of whatever it costs for one bottle of beer at the gas station. Your text at 585-222-9233. TJ, my whole life, my whole family thought I had a green thumb. This was my secret the entire time. The beer mixture for your grass, your plants, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently worked for this person, too.
Yeah, there's another texter into 222-WBEE. Use stale beer for watering your plants. I mean, it can get pretty pricey if you use your good beer. Stale beer, equal parts water. You can use it all winter long for your house plants if you want. Who knew?
So
I learned something every day.
Wow. Okay.
So put beer in your plants.
We have so many plants in our house. It looks like we're in the middle of a Jumanji game, the way that Meredith has all those plants set up. And she has brought plants back to life that she's picked up from the garbage. Like when we lived in an apartment,
yeah,
somebody was throwing out a big house plant. And it was like withering away, and she made me bring it upstairs, and she brought it back to life. We still have it. It's wild to see them grow towards the sunlight. I know this is like the first thing you learn in grade school.
Yeah, it is.
But it's true. Like, if you don't spin that thing, it's like reaching for the outside.
Oh, yeah.
We're the B-Morning Coffee Club. Les Terry Clifford. She's out at Lake George right now with her family, spending the week there. 585-222-9233. It was only a couple weeks ago. I was at the Tappet Bar and Grill for... their anniversary, and we give away Blake Shelton tickets. And when somebody was entering to win Blake Shelton tickets, they were kind of going back and forth with their husband as to whether or not if their husband won, he would take her or the husband's daughter. So two tickets were up for grabs. So if the husband won, he had to decide between taking his wife or his daughter.
Oh boy.
And I don't think you've had to deal with this yet because, you know, your oldest went right to the military. She's in the military now. So if given the opportunity, if like she was a big, let's say she was a big Keith Urban fan, and you got two tickets from the station, whatever, you won a company contest, they gave you two tickets.
Right.
How would you pick between your husband and your daughter in that instance?
It's not fair to make mom do that. Don't make mom do that. I'm going through something similar, different ways, but you know, my mom lives back in the area and this is new for our marriage that I'm going to be doing things with not just my husband, but also I'll be planning things to do with just my mom. And so it does. It's weird. It's hard for the husband. I feel bad for him. Because
we gotta get him an Xbox or something. We could play Xbox when you go out with your mom.
He would never play a video game ever. He'll go and tinker around in the garage and build something, but he would never play a video game.
Country music is that way with people. I mean, everybody really does love it. I know we're biased about it, but it's true. Like, they were almost like arguing over the Blake Shelton tickets. They didn't even win yet. They didn't even win them ultimately, but
well,
they were like,
they didn't
win. If you win, honey, you're taking me. No, not if she wants to go. It's like they were all going back and forth about it.
Oh my gosh.
Couldn't believe it.
Obviously, it was a blessing in disguise that they didn't win, because that sounds like it would have resulted in some fighting.
It was just interesting to see. 585-222-9233. Have you ever been stuck in a love triangle with Blake Shelton and your husband? Or any other country artist? Text us and let us know here on the Bee Morning Coffee Club. Do you expect your husband to take you or your daughter? I mean, I'm sure this happens more often than we think, because country music has that way of grabbing people from all different age groups.
Oh, yeah.
This text says, my husband always picks my daughter. It makes me crazy. And he wins all the time. This other text says, I'm a husband. I have a wife and a daughter. Anytime I win something like that, which doesn't happen often, I let them two go together. It is not worth seeing a country artist for me to be caught in the middle. That's probably the smartest thing.
Well, it's smart, but if you're a huge fan of someone, it's that would be hard.
You know, and people are saying, we'll just buy a third ticket. Yeah, it is that simple, but it's not. I mean, the chances of you getting next to, you know, if you care about that, the people who won, it's pretty tough sometimes.
I've been at a concert when someone's asked if I could switch with them because they bought a ticket, but these are their friends. Can they come sit here? Can we switch? I mean, it puts other people in a bad situation.
Especially,
I've never said no, but I'm sure people have.
Do you switch sections like closer to the stage or not, or just the same row?
It's at least in my, it wasn't very far. Like, it wasn't like, hey, I'm from the lawn. Can I sit up here and you can sit back there? But we've switched. Yeah, we've definitely switched so people could sit together. I don't want to stand there the whole time trying to have fun while the couple next to me is like, ugh. Just wouldn't let my friends come stand here by us.
Knowing that you said no to them?
Right, no.
That's funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.